We've learned over the last couple of days that dead bats are being found across Katherine, prompting a warning from rangers about the deadly lyssavirus. Investigations are underway into why those bats are dying, but it's not believed to be from suspicious causes. Now, joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about the situation is Katherine's community engagement ranger, Stacey Kestner. Good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. Stacey, how many of these bats have rangers found dead around the town?
Yeah, we've had quite a few call-outs to come and remove sick and injured bats. And we're finding potentially like up to 20 to 30 bats that are dead under the colonies.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few colonies around Katherine that that's happening to.
Yeah, right. So is that sort of per day, Stacey, or is that throughout the week? How often are you talking?
Possibly, you know, we're getting a few call-outs in the week, a couple of call-outs, and just having conversations around the community. People have been mentioning it in passing.
And what's the, like, what is the understanding at this point in time about what's causing their death? Do we know?
We have had a vet investigate and take samples, and we're not sure on the results of those yet. The ecologist that we work with, based in Darwin, she said it has happened in the past and it could be a lack of food, and because they're having to work quite hard through the nighttime foraging around Katherine, and if there's not enough blossom for them to eat, they're potentially starving.
Yeah, right. That is really interesting. I've not, I don't know a huge amount about bats, but I've not heard something like that before. But based on what you've said, it doesn't sound like it's the first time that it's happened.
No, it's. I know wildlife rangers in Katherine have said it has happened previously. I'm the same. I haven't noticed it either in my time in Katherine. But it is quite sad to see so many suffering. I guess, though, it is maybe a natural process that does happen to them.
Yeah. And I suppose, my assumption is that there is probably quite a large bat population in Katherine, is there?
Oh, it's not large. It fluctuates throughout the year because they do migrate with the availability of food. So at the moment we've got black flying foxes in Katherine. I have had a report that little red flying foxes have rocked up at Eder Falls on Lillian at Nitmaluk National Park. So it sounds like they are coming to town following the food source.
How interesting. Now, tell me, what are locals saying? And they're clearly getting in contact with you guys, but what are they saying?
They've got concerns, and they're coming in and reporting what they're finding under the trees, under the colonies, and they're doing the right thing. They're coming and letting us know at Parks and Wildlife, Northern Territory. If they've found an injured or sick bat, they are calling so that we can come and remove the sick and injured bat.
And Stacey, tell me, I know that, you know, there's obviously, it sounds like there's a bit of work underway happening to determine exactly what's going on, but it is really prompting a warning as well from rangers about the deadly lyssavirus as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, bats can have the potential to carry lyssavirus, and in Australia, and it's really important just to remember not to touch a sick or injured bat, and that there are trained wildlife rangers, and wildcare also can help remove those sick and injured animals to lower the risk to the community.
And so if somebody does have a dead or injured bat near their house or you know that they've come across, what's the best thing for them to do?
Best thing to do is call Parks and Wildlife, and wildlife rangers will come around and remove the animal. Also, Wildcare also provide that service also.
All right. And are there sort of health risks associated? I know, obviously, we've just touched on the lyssavirus, but it does sound like there are some health risks associated because I guess, you know, most of the time, if there is dead wildlife, quite often you do just sort of, you know, remove it yourself. But if you're going down that process of contacting the rangers and contacting Wildcare, it sounds like there are some further risks associated with touching those bats?
Yeah, there's, you know, I think you have, you know, we're all vaccinated as wildlife rangers to attend, and that's the prevention from the virus. If you're scratched or bitten accidentally, I mean, obviously the best thing to do is not to touch them, but if you are bitten or scratched, go to a hospital or a clinic, the nearest one, and they will start the process of getting you vaccinated.
Yeah, right. Well, Stacey, it sounds like an interesting time. I bet it always is for you guys, for the rangers in Katherine. Always plenty going on, no doubt. Lovely to talk to you this morning. I really appreciate you having a bit of a yarn to us about that situation with the bats.
Great. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.